Well, the donor state issue was huge. I mean, you have a lot of states that get a lot more money than they put up in taxes that have enjoyed that situation for a long time. So you have to build a very strong coalition, and that's what we did, a nationwide coalition, donor states coming together, working together to protect the money that we send to Washington. That's one issue. Then when you decide on how big the transportation bill is going to be, then there's a lot of competition over what kinds of projects we could get involved in. I know some people criticize the highway bill as being full of pork. Well, the Congress is a third and equal branch of government. Congressmen usually know better than some bureaucrat in Washington how the money should be spent in their districts, and that's where the earmarks come from.
And there'll be more projects in the future like this.
Absolutely.
As the terminal expands.
Oh, it's going to. The needs are unbelievable. I mean, this is not everything that's needed in the Houston-Galveston region, much less around the port. There's a lot more, and now our job shifts to go before the Texas Department of Transportation and get our fair share of money's here. I don't remember exactly the amount, but it was Houston. It has 21% of the economy of the state of Texas gets something like 17% of the highway funds. That is unfair, and that has to stop. And Houston needs to fight to get a bigger and a fairer share of funding from TxDOT.